Welcome to the Empowered Parent Podcast with Renee. Being a teenager is hard. Being a parent of a teenager can be even harder. Each episode, we deliver tips, tools, tricks, and stories to help you feel empowered, confident, and energized as the parent of a teenager. Teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way. Now, here's your host, Renee Sinning. Renee is a certified life, leadership, and success coach for teenagers and their parents. She's also a mom of three young adults and an experienced high school educator of 18 years. Renee is well-versed in everything teen. Now, without any further ado, here's Renee.
Hi, parents. Welcome to another episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast. I'm so glad you are here. My name is Renee Sinning. I'm a teen life coach and parent partner. And if you're not already part of my Facebook group called the Empowered Teen Parent Facebook group, I would love to have you there. In this episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast, I'm going to share with you three letters that will allow, that will help you to make purposeful decisions every time, despite our thoughts. When we're raising teenagers, our thoughts and our emotions and our energy can sometimes get the best of us, right? It's a tough time. And so a lot of times we make decisions over and over in our head, some big, some tiny, it doesn't matter. But we don't always make them with purpose, right? Sometimes they just kind of come out. So I'm going to share with you three letters. They are A, A, and C, and how we can use these three words to help make purposeful decisions and purposeful choices every time so that we aren't making knee-jerk reactions and making decisions based on emotion, which is really easy to do when you're raising teenagers or children in general. So you're actually making decisions that you choose to make, and whether that be at home, for yourself, at work, whatever that may be. So the three letters are A, A, and C. First one I'm going to talk about is the first letter, A, which stands for awareness. That's like, how present are you in any given moment? How aware are you of what's going on around you and what's influencing your decision making? What's influencing your energy? How aware are you of the people you're interacting with, whether this is your teenager or your partner or your spouse or your friend or a work partner, whatever that is? Awareness is huge, and yet we don't often think about the things that are actually influencing our awareness, which actually influences our decision-making and how we show up in any given situation. Because those things that influence our decisions, that influence our energy in any given moment, are really influencing our ability to make purposeful decisions. So having that awareness of what might be getting in our way allows us to deal with situations and make decisions in a less emotional and more productive manner. All right. So what I'm going to share with you first, so letter A is awareness. I'm going to share with you six influencers of your energy, because I think we all know how it feels when these energy vampires come into play and they leave us feeling exhausted and anxious and tired, but we don't always really recognize what it is that's actually influencing our energy. So I'm going to share with you six influencers of your energy, and it's just adding to that awareness piece. So the first influencer, it's called the spiritual influencer, and this is not in the religious sense at all. The spiritual influencer is when something is conflicting with your core values or who you are as a person. And believe it or not, a lot of people don't even really know what their core values are. Or we know, but you don't really think about it. You don't pinpoint it, like who you authentically are at your core. You take away all the outside stuff and what's really, really, really important to you. Because when we have conflict with our core values, we often get triggered. We might get emotional, hurt, whatever. We're going to have some kind of, it's more often going to be a reaction than a response. An example of this would be, suppose one of your core values is being trustworthy, but then you have your teenager and they lie to you. There's a really good chance that you're going to be triggered, and not just because of the lie, you might not even realize why you're so triggered. So even if you rationally might say, okay, that was a little white lie, and you can kind of rationalize it, if one of your core values is being trustworthy and then you're lied to, it's going to like hit you pretty deep, right? Because there's a direct conflict with your core values. Likewise, if you were to tell a little white lie, it doesn't feel good with you, even if it's with good reason, because that's in conflict with your core values. So having an awareness of this spiritual influencer, that conflict with your core values and how and why it shows up, can allow you to kind of prepare in advance and also sometimes take that bird's eye view when you get triggered. So that's influencer number one. Influencer number two is the mental influencer, and that is when you have too much stuff going on in your head, which almost everybody does in this day and age. It's that mental clutter. When our mental state is cluttered, we can feel overwhelmed and stressed and anxious. We can be on edge. We can be short-tempered or short-fused, right? And so this mental influencer can really impact how you show up. And so a good tip for that, we want to get all of this mental clutter out of our head. And so a good tip for that is just to write stuff down. Maybe you're a journaler, write in a journal, or have a, have a brain dump, a piece of paper next to your bed, which is like a brain dump where you, before you go to bed, you can dump this stuff and just write it down. So you don't have to worry about forgetting it, but it also doesn't have to reel around in your head all night long and cost you sleep. So number one, spiritual influencer, that's conflict with your core values. Number two is the mental influence. And that's like mental clutter when you have too much stuff going on in your head. Number three, the next energy vampire is the emotional influencer. Anytime you have anything going on emotionally, and it can literally be anything. It can be a tough conversation. Maybe you had a tough day. Maybe you had an argument with your child or your spouse or your partner. Anything that influences us emotionally. It could be a death in the family or even something that you see like in the news or hear on the radio. When our emotions are being impacted, it affects our energy and affects how we show up. But when we have an awareness of, okay, this happened, I'm having a tough day, I'm going to try not to take it out on my teenager or my spouse or my partner or whatever, because I recognize what it is and I'm going to try to kind of set it aside. It's awareness. Having this awareness when we're feeling emotional is really helpful because it can help us to respond versus react. It can help us to make a choice to maybe step away and decompress. So that's number three, the emotional influencer. Number four is the environmental influencer. And this could be the area you are in. It could be where you work. It could be school. It could be your home life. If you are an introvert and you work around a bunch of people, that's an environmental influencer because it can be heavy and draining. And think of teenagers, right? If you're a teenager is an introvert, but they're spending all day at school around all these people and being told to do all these things, it can be a real energy suck for them. And a lot of times we don't think about that. And when they come home, they might be on edge. They might be feeling kind of like heavy and overloaded because they took on everybody else's energy, especially if they're an empath. And so having an awareness of the things that in your environment that might influence your energy and how you show up can give you opportunities to better manage that. Some things you might be able to change, some things you might not, but having that awareness, again, can help you to recognize why you feel the way you do so you can make more conscious choices and maybe and either tell the person why you're feeling this way or, again, just take that step back to kind of regroup before you interact so that things come out the way that you want them to and so that you show up the way you want them to. Number five is a physical influencer. This one kind of goes without saying. Think of an athlete that has a broken arm or a fracture, or maybe you just had a surgery. I had a surgery on my big toe about a year and a half ago, and that was super painful. So it influenced my physical because I couldn't work out for a while and I couldn't exercise and, you know, I was taking medicine and I was in pain. And so anytime we have any kind of physical pain or illness or anything that affects our body, It's going to influence our influence how we show up. But again, you want to have that awareness so that we don't, so that we can still choose to show up in a way that we're going to, that's going to feel good to us, right? And then the last influencer is social. And I kind of go back to that same, that introvert example. If you're an introvert and you spend all day in school or all day in a cubicle, or you have to go to a networking event or whatever that may be in your life, that can really drain your energy. So you can plan ahead, right? And so the social influencer is almost like a plan ahead thing. So because I'm an introvert, whenever I used to go to events, like work events with my husband, I knew we'd be around a bunch of people. I prepared for that, right? I actually was aware of that. So it's like, okay, if we have to go to dinner on Saturday night, so I can get myself up and I can show up in a way that's going to look good and feel good, but I'm not doing anything Friday and I'm not doing anything Sunday because I need that time, that solitude, that quiet, and that time to decompress and regroup. So I knew that about myself. So having that awareness of how I'm influenced socially allowed me to make decisions, and so that I could have the energy to show up in that way. So these are six influencers to help you make purposeful decisions. So again, I told you the three letters are A, A, and C. Letter A is awareness. And so again, those six influencers real quick are, we have the spiritual influencer, which is conflict with your core values. We have the mental influencer, which is when you have mental clutter, so you want to kind of get stuff out of your head. We have the emotional influencer, which is really just when anything is affecting you emotionally, having that awareness so that you can do what you have to do to take care of yourself so you come across in a way that is productive. The next one is our environmental influencer. Sometimes you cannot change the environment you're in, but being aware of how that, really thinking about how that influences you will allow you to better manage it and maybe make some changes. Number five is a physical influencer. That kind of goes without saying. And number six is social. How are you, an introvert or an extrovert, and how does that impact you on a day-to-day basis? Now, these six influencers, I called them energy vampires, but our energy can work for us or against us. So they're not always energy sucks, right? Because like, for example, the social influencer, if you're an extrovert and you get to be around a lot of people and you can plan that and make that happen, that's going to energize you, right? So each of these six influencers can influence us in a good way as well as being an energy suck. So it's good and bad. Our energy either works for us or against us. So it's just an awareness. So that is letter A. And remember, the three letters are AAC. The second letter, also A, is acceptance. And this can be tough for a lot of people. Acceptance means it's kind of giving you the opportunity to accept where you are right now in this moment, this day, this second. And one way to help you accept this current moment, because sometimes the situation is tough and it might not be you might not be in good circumstances, but one way to help you to kind of accept that is to recognize that every moment in time is temporary. So what's going on right now, where you are right now is where you are right now. And that is a fact, right? You can't change where you are right now. So if you can kind of accept that this, even if it's not the best situation, this is where I am right now, it is temporary, but that acceptance piece allows you to let go of blame, it allows you to let go of anger, it allows you to kind of maybe step into, okay, this is who I am right now, this is where I am right now, and this, I'm going to take this good piece of it and what I've learned, and I'm going to move forward. This is just a moment in time, it will change. But it's a fact of life that where you are right now is where you are right now, and you can't change it. So when you're always fighting where you are right now and what's going on, it can really impact how you show up. But you can, because every moment is temporary, you can always change your next moment. You can change tomorrow. You might not be able to change the full situation, but maybe you can shift your perspective. Maybe you can take back your power and how you show up. Maybe you can not let other people dictate how you feel about yourself. So acceptance is really, really powerful. And now we're on letter C, which is choice. So we talked about letter A is awareness. How present am I in the moment? Am I aware of what's influencing how I show up? We talked about the six influencers of your energy, how they can be energy vampires, but how those influence can also work for us. And so again, our energy works for us or against us. And so example, again, while the environmental influencer might work against us as an energy vampire, can also work for us if you are an extrovert and you make a point of being around a lot of people, or if you're an introvert and you make a point of finding that solitude for yourself. And so those energy, the six influencers, knowing what they are, how they show up in your life, and see what you can do to make them work for you rather than against you. And then second, we talked about the second letter A, which is acceptance. And that's kind of accepting where you are in the moment. It's kind of like an is what it is what it is. I got this. It is what it is. Because once you have acceptance that of where you are right now, and you're able to let go of some of that blame and anger, then you can move on to letter C, which is choice. Right? So I've accepted where I am right now. It's a fact of life. I can't change where I am, but choice. What do I want to do next? How do I want to show up next? What choices do I want to make that are going to feel good to me? What choices do I want to make that are going to benefit me? And you can do this as a parent. We can do this as a teenager, anybody. But having that awareness of kind of where you are, how you're showing up, acceptance of where you're at right now, and choice. What do I want tomorrow to look like? So AAC, super powerful, really can impact making purposeful decisions because of that awareness piece. It's so big. And yeah, so this is something I learned when I was going through my coach training and thought, this is good stuff. I'm going to do a podcast on it. So I hope you enjoyed this. My name is Renee Sinning. I'm a teen life coach and parent partner. I work with teenagers on building up their self-esteem. And really step one of that is awareness, helping them to recognize how they're showing up, but building up their self-esteem, empowering them with choices and the things they can control, helping them build confidence, believe in themselves, and motivation. Believe it or not, motivation, often when you have the self-belief, self-confidence, and self-esteem, motivation kind of just naturally falls into place. If you have any questions, send me a message, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Empowered Parent Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you'll never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Be sure to head over to ReneeSinning.com to pick up some parenting freebies. And remember, teenagers want to be happy. Sometimes they just need a little help along the way.